practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin the program with that great old hymn of the faith, And Can It Be? You know, as we study the Word of God, we find that it says a lot about God's love for us. Back in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, it tells us that God has loved us with an everlasting love. And then, of course, in John 3:16, we find that it tells us that God has loved us with a sacrificial love. And then in the book of Romans chapter 8, the last few verses of that great chapter, it teaches us there that God has loved us with a love that is inseparable. There's no way that we can be separated from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that, of course, is in Romans chapter 8 and verses 38 and 39. And so we should be very, very thankful for the great love that God has extended to us. Obviously, we are all very familiar with John 3:16 that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." How we can thank God for his love that he's extended to us. And without that love of God, we would not be able to have salvation. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, we find these words: "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That word propitiation means the sacrificial price of sin was paid through Jesus Christ. And how we can rejoice over that. Jesus paid the price of our sins on the cross. And so certainly we must give God the thanks and the praise for his wonderful love that he's extended to us. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today. And as I often say, I do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. We've been coming to you by way of the radio for many, many years here on the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. And it is my prayer that God continues to use this broadcast in your life. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then if you want to learn a little bit more about our ministry, you can go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. But we do want to minister to you spiritually, not just through this radio broadcast, but in person if we can. Therefore, number one, I invite you to join us at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona today if you're here in central Pennsylvania. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. But of course, don't hesitate to call us or contact us, and we would be delighted to speak with you if you have a spiritual need or if you have a prayer request. Or if you'd like to have spiritual counseling, we would love to talk to you about your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So never hesitate to contact us. This Voice of Faith radio broadcast is just one of the many ministries that we have here at Faith Baptist Church. But we would love to minister to you personally. So if you have a spiritual need, a question about the Bible, something about your own walk with the Lord, again, please don't hesitate to contact us. We will do everything that we can to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to serve the Lord, first of all, but then secondly, to serve those of you who have a spiritual need. And if you reach out to us, we will do what we can to pray for you, to pray with you, or to help you in your Christian life and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have together around the radio today. We thank you that we can produce this radio program. And Father, I thank you for the way that you have used it down through the years. It is my prayer that today will be a day in which you will use it tremendously in the lives of every person who is listening. But above all, it's my prayer that you will be glorified. Father, if there's even one person under the sound of my voice who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them, that they will truly know and understand and experience your great love for them. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, let's continue the program today with a song entitled "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us."
Thank you.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to John chapter 5 and verse 24. John chapter 5 and verse 24, where the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 5 and verse 24. And now before we look at James chapter 1 and verse 21 under the subject of approaching the Word of God effectively, let's listen to another song that's entitled, "O Glorious Love." It speaks concerning God's great love for us. Here it is, "O Glorious Love."
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see, broke sin's chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. Oh, amazing truth to ponder, that he whom angel hosts attend, the Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder! He became this sinner's friend. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. And praise him for his glorious love. Let's praise him for his glorious love.
Certainly, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should praise God for his glorious love. Just think about it, that without the love of God, we could not have salvation. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, it says that God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We often talk about love and people say one to another, "I love you," and that's a good thing. But just stop to think of God's great love for us. Stop to think of God's great love for you. Because God loved you, he sent his Son Jesus Christ to the cross to suffer and bleed and die on that cross for you, paying the wage of your sin. And then he rose again triumphantly on the third day to give you eternal life if you would just call upon his name and say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Thank God for God's wonderful, glorious, everlasting love. Today, I want us to turn to the book of James and chapter 1 and verse 24. I'm sorry, verse 21, where we find that James is speaking and he says this, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. That's James chapter 1 and verse 21. That's a very significant verse for those of us who want to hear the word of God as we read it and study it on a consistent basis. You know, down through the years, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor Gary, I just can't get anything out of the Word of God when I read it. And I've had people who are Christians say that to me. I read the Word of God, I study the Word of God, but I don't get much out of the Word of God personally. Could that be your situation today? I can just give you illustration after illustration after illustration how it is that down through the years, my 50 years of ministry, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor Gary, I read the Word of God, but get nothing out of it. Well, James chapter 1 and verse 21 tells us how to approach the Word of God so that we will get out of the Word of God exactly what it is that God wants us to receive. Notice it again, and you might want to underline it in your Bible. James chapter 1 and verse 21, where he says, Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you on your own to study right on down through verse 25 of James chapter 1 as it teaches us how to receive the word of God, to get the best out of the word of God, so that we might live by and be strengthened through the word of God. But we're just going to look at this 21st verse today as it relates to approaching the word of God effectively. Number one, it tells us that we need to repent from our sin when we approach the Word of God. Notice what it says, verse 21 of James 1, Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Now, filthiness there basically speaks of any sin that might be in our life. And that phrase, superfluity of naughtiness, speaks concerning the rapid expanse of sin in our life. And sometimes it is true that we allow a little bit of sin in our life, but before we know it, it's growing rapidly. It's growing throughout our life to the point that we are yielding to it over and over again. And truly, if we don't deal with sin as soon as we recognize it in our life, it is true that it's going to have its way with us and keep us from serving the Lord. And so when it says, Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, that is the rapid expanse of sin and wickedness in our life, we must do that, first of all, before we receive anything out of the Word of God. What does that mean? It means that as we approach the Word of God, number one, we should confess any sin that's in our life. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you and I pick up the Bible to begin to read it, we should ask the Lord to reveal any sin that might be in our life. And if He does reveal it to us by His Holy Spirit, we should confess that sin. That is, to agree with Him, that is, agree with God that we've wronged Him. You see, when we approach the Word of God with any sin in our life, then that sin is going to keep us from understanding the Word of God as we should. That sin will prevent the Holy Spirit from teaching to us the precious truths of God's Word as He would like to teach us. And so it is that many times the reason why we don't receive from the Word of God that which God would have us to receive is because we approach it with sin in our lives. And we need to lay apart that sin. We need to confess it and then repent from that sin. In other words, turn an about face, as it were. When we have sin in our life, to repent means to turn the other way and walk away from it. Because you see, the fact of the matter is that even as Christians, if we allow sin in our lives, then we are not going to be able to receive from the Word of God that which God would have us to receive. So the first thing in approaching the Word of God effectively is that we must repent from our sins. Secondly, we must receive the Word of God. Again, look at verse 21 of James 1. It says, Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. That's an interesting phrase. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. When it talks about the engrafted word, this speaks of the fact that for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the Word of God in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, indeed, the Bible is the Word of God. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, then the Holy Spirit takes up His residency in our life. And one of His responsibilities is to teach us the Word of God. In other words, the Word of God is in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when we open the Word of God, the Bible, and begin to read it, it's the Holy Spirit who teaches us the Word of God. And so, as it were, as Christians, we have the Word of God not only in the Bible, but in our heart through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And if we are going to get the best out of the Word of God, or get out of the Word of God that which God wants us to receive from it, we must receive it with meekness. What does that mean? It means that as we read and study the Word of God, we are to do it without rebellion, but with total submission. Many times when we read the Bible, we say, well, I know the Bible says this or that, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my own thing. Or I don't want to do what the Bible says. I don't want to obey the Word of God. I remember a number of years ago talking to a person. In fact, I was giving him some biblical counseling. And as I revealed to him what the Word of God said about the issue that he was facing, he said this to me: I know what the Bible says, and I know that I should do it, but I'm not going to do it. Well, obviously, he was not going to see the effect of God's Word in his life. And as the result of that, he continued to live in his sin. Well, when you and I approach the Word of God, that engrafted Word that is in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that written Word that we have when we read the Bible, when we approach the Word of God with meekness, that is, with the idea that we're not going to rebel against it, but that we are going to submit to it, then the Word of God will have an effect in our lives. And the effect that it has in our life will draw us closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to receive the Word of God in such a way that it will be effective in our life, we need to repent of sin as we approach the Scripture. We need to receive the Word of God with meekness, and then we should rejoice over the Word of God. That is the way that it's going to work in our lives. Again, look at the verse. It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. Now keep in mind that the book of James was written to Christians, not to the unsaved, but to born-again people. And so that phrase, save your souls, is not talking about coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's talking about saving us from going down the way of disobedience, the way that is dishonorable to the things of the Lord. In other words, when you and I as Christians are in the Word of God, the Word of God is going to save our souls in the sense of keeping us in the will of God that we might glorify Him. And so when we approach the Word of God, first of all, we should repent of any sin that's in our life. Secondly, we should receive the Word of God with meekness, that is, without rebellion and with submission. And then we should rejoice over the result. And that is, the Word of God will keep us from going down the path that will be a hindrance to our walk with and relationship with God. How we can thank God for His Word and for its effect in our lives. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls, and watch how God will work through His Word in your life. Thank you for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.com. www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.